The Australian Electoral Commission says it's very concerned that half of the country's 18-year-olds are not yet enrolled to vote. The Commission is urging people to check their details are correct before the rolls close in a fortnight. Both houses of federal parliament have been officially dissolved and the government is now in caretaker mode. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
In a short ceremony on a wet Canberra morning, the Governor-General's official secretary, Mark Fraser, read the proclamation to bring the 44th Parliament to a close.
Do by this my proclamation dissolve the Senate and the House of Representatives at 9 a.m. on Monday, 9 May 2016.
It means the federal government's now entered caretaker mode. The Professor of Politics at the Australian National University, John Ewer, says that means the government can't initiate new policy or appoint people to public office.
They're just a set of rules. They're not part of the law. They're not authorised by Parliament. They don't have the sanction of all the political parties necessarily. But the two governing parties know that they're part of the rules of the game. And each of them, when in opposition, look very closely at what a governing party might be doing, just in case there are temptations where a governing party might be initiating new policy or appointing friends and colleagues to high office.
We saw last week the government make a large number of appointments. The vast majority were to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, but some were seen as more controversial than others, including the former Minister Michael Ronaldson to the board of Australia Post. Is there anything particularly unusual about that, right at the end, just before the caretaker conventions begin?
No, it's becoming the accepted way of Australian politics. We have no checks and balances within the system that call upon those appointments to be scrutinised by any other parliamentary body or any other political body.
Professor Ewer says it can be a tricky period for public servants to navigate. And a principal fellow at Melbourne University's School of Government, Nick Rees, agrees.
The caretaker conventions are a set of understandings which have developed over a long period of time that allow government to operate efficiently and fairly. And they're adhered to by both sides of politics because they understand that their roles will be reversed one day. In recent times, they have been codified. So the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet has set out the caretaker conventions for this election. They've recently been posted up on the department's website, but there's no penalty or sanction for a government that breaches those guidelines.
He was previously an advisor to Labor Prime Minister Julia Gillard and says the public service will still be kept busy.
Preparing the incoming government briefs for whomever is successful on July the 2nd. So there's what's known as the Red Book and the Blue Books, and they detail the cost and how best to implement the policies which the politicians are now out there promising to the Australian people.
While other parts of the public service change tack for a few weeks, the Australian Electoral Commission is busy preparing for the election. The Commission's national spokesman, Phil Dyack, says a big priority is making sure people are correctly enrolled to vote.
People who need to enrol to vote or update their details if they've moved in the last 3 years, for example, they have until 8 p.m. on May the 23rd to enrol or get those details up to date. That also goes to if you've changed your name, your surname may be different, you can update those details as well, all on the AEC website.
And there's always a big focus on young people who might be voting in a federal election for the first time. How many of those people are you concerned aren't enrolled to vote or don't know the process to go through?
The AEC and indeed the Electoral Commissioner are concerned that around one in two 18-year-olds are on the roll at the moment. That's a large number who are not, around 130,000. And it's very important they are the new voters coming through, that they take action now to go online and get themselves on the roll or call the AEC if they need help.
There's been a significant trend in recent years towards pre-poll voting. Do you expect that to continue this year and how are you preparing for that?
Early voting won't come on stream until the 14th of June. It's important to remember that you do need to be entitled to an early vote. Some of the reasons may be that on election day you will be outside the electorate where you're enrolled, or you live more than 8 kilometres from a polling place, or you're travelling or working on the day, on polling day, election day, and can't get away.
So in an 8-week campaign, if by the 14th of June people are thoroughly sick of it all and just want to get it over and done with, that's not really a good enough excuse to be pre-polling.
That's right. It can't be just preference or pure convenience. There are reasons in the electoral legislation to have an early vote.
The National Spokesman for the Australian Electoral Commission, Phil Dyack, ending Naomi Woodley's report.